brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To continue this discussion live on air because the Army of Liberty never sleeps. But on Salazar was in here talking to me during the 1 minute break, and I'm going to have to continue talking to him on air now. Don, this is an excellent article you've had up for 30 minutes, and I'm sorry I didn't hit refresh on InfoWars. I should have covered this more. This is a powerful article, but it's even worse than what you're saying. I mean, the headline would be Bloomberg moves to ban First Amendment, you know, gun speech, or I mean, this is huge. Bloomberg openly is working to stop people promoting the Second Amendment on Facebook. That is a civil rights violation, criminal attack on free speech. I mean, great article. I mean, your headlines, Facebook considers new restrictions on gun conversations, but social media giant working with gun grabbers to censor support for Second Amendment. That's great headlines. We need to come up with something that it's so horrible, I can't even come up with words. I'm actually speechless right now because I read the article earlier in the break before last and then this one, and I'm now at the point of hyperventilation here. This is the top story on the news tonight. Facebook, because they agree here. They agree here. So I guess they're going to do it now. Facebook, I mean, the headline is Bloomberg works with Facebook to ban First Amendment. Or Bloomberg wants Facebook to ban pro-gun speech. I mean, it's sensationally horrible. I mean, and then under it, something like social media giant, working with groups to censor support for Second Amendment. That's it. I mean, this is sensational. I'm begging everyone to email this out to everybody. I want our top story on Facebook. We put it on Facebook? Sure. Make sure it's our top thing. I'll tweet it out right now. Emergency alert. Gun grabbers move to ban First Amendment. I mean, this is red alert, insane land. I am right now absolutely blown away. I may have to continue on with Overdrive indefinitely. This is just, it never ends. Moms demand action and mayors against illegal guns spent the past month pressuring Facebook to censor gun-themed fan pages. Oh, my God. The company finally agreed to reconsider its current policies, according to the anti-gun publication VentureBeat. An insider told the publication that the opening talks between the gun control groups and Facebook were progressing and that they have already made agreements yet to be disclosed. Oh, my God. Moms Demand Action, which is like three people in San Antonio against our thousands, and they started to try to fight with me on video, which publicly partnered with MAIG in December, began to pressure Facebook last month to change its stance on firearms. Well, it's already pretty anti-gun. So there you go. You got all sorts of harassment against guns. Oh, my. That goes into all of it. I am just dumbfounded right now. I am poleaxed. I mean, there's just, I should have known it was coming. I mean, when they get the guns, they're going to ban everything else. Don't people understand these are flaming authoritarian cancer cyst metastasizing? I mean, just look at Bloomberg, a flaming scumbag control freak. Look at Michael Moore, a flaming authoritarian dirtbag with six armed bodyguards. Just look at all of them, a ruling class of kleptocrats preying on us, God help us, wrapping themselves, festooning themselves in this disgusting, pro-liberal, we're the moral high ground, posing, disgusting, just get them out of my life, sucking my money to get it in corporate welfare, sucking off me, you bloated, degenerate scum, the entire class of kleptocratic, gibbering, narcissistic, cancerous filth like Lee Leffingwell. Get me out of this. I mean, just so sick of all of you with your criminal instincts. Jason, Mark, Jay, Mike, we're coming back. I'm going to all of you. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even though sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month. With no contract, SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was here looking at articles on InfoWars.com right before the main show ended. We're in overdrive now. And I saw Don Salazar's, oh my God, Texas couple upholds oath to the Constitution. And above it, Facebook considers new restrictions on gun conversations. And I got a Don here saying change the article. It's actually Kit Daniels' article. I'm going to go back to your calls. But I was reading it and going over the Democratic Party-type websites where Mayors Against Illegal Guns, headed up by the anti-American Bloomberg, and the Moms Demand Action, all five of them, because I've actually been out to the events where there's literally two moms and one dad. They started a fight with me in San Antonio when we had thousands out open carrying. So I wanted to get you guys in. This is a good headline, Kit, but this is so sensational. It's, what was the headline I came up with?
Bloomberg works with Facebook to restrict free speech.
That was it, yeah. Bloomberg working with Facebook. Bloomberg moves. The headline that we came up with, Bloomberg asks Facebook to restrict pro-gun speech. I think that's it. Or to restrict pro-gun First Amendment. And then basically social media giant working with gun grabbers. Social media giant in talks with anti-gunners to censor support for Second Amendment. That's it. This is sensational. And it shows how all these groups have been wanting to go after free speech. We're seeing Democrats say arrest people that criticize them, all of this. Kit, what do you make of this?
Well, like you mentioned, I was with you in San Antonio during the when we crashed that gun control rally, which was, like you said, only five people. And what?
Well, to be technical, we had our own with 1,500 or so. We went down to cover it. We're very polite. It's on video. And then was it really five? It was like two women and one man, and then some guy with a beard who thought he was tough.
I think I'm being a little too nice by saying five.
Yeah, don't exaggerate. I think it was three, but go ahead.
But one thing
they were getting international attention.
Yes. And one thing what you mentioned with them getting international attention, but combined with what I noticed there was that these gun control groups, they are top down. They're not grassroots. Moms Demand Action, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, these are all top down groups. I mean, these are absolutely not.
They're all funded by offshore banks that hijack the country.
Absolutely. These are all.
These are literally enemy agents.
I mean,
they'll have some useful idiot, you know, who had a family member killed by some bad person. But instead of blaming the bad person, what if they were in China and got stabbed?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna ban knives? Want my knife now?
Exactly.
Don, just go ahead and grab that mic. Get over there. It's fine. Go ahead and just grab it. Just pick it up. Right like this and just talk to the people out there. What's your take on this?
Well, it just goes to show that what we've been reporting on Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns is actually going after Second Amendment free speech and the right to bear arms in general.
That's right. The governor, Cuomo, said, if you're pro-gun, just get out of the state.
Right. Exactly.
These are thug scumbags.
That's right.
Will Americans put up with this?
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case here. I think people are putting up with it. That's why they're allowed to go this far with Facebook and restrict what people post.
But as the worse that it gets, I think more people are waking up to it. I think we're seeing a rise of liberty and resistance.
Absolutely. Well, great job with this report. And I'd change the headline to make it more hardcore because this is outrageous. That they admit, don't worry, we're going to shut down these pro-guns sites that are beating us. I mean, this is outrageous!
Yes, it is.
Listen, it's illegal to try to stop my free speech. That's a civil rights violation. It's illegal to try to stop me from voting. It's illegal what they're doing. These people are seditious worms. Everybody should get up. People are like, man, Alex is really angry. Angry? They want to gag me now? They want to take my speech? That is an assault. The only thing worse than that, just unplug my headset, the only thing worse than that is taking your kids or something. I mean, these people are authoritarians. Anything else, Adon? Because you wrote the article. I'm joking. Skip Daniels. Go ahead.
No, everybody should be aware that Mayors Against Illegal Guns is actually going after guns, like we reported last month.
Came out in the documents. Tell folks about that.
That's right. Let's see. There was published documents that Mayors Against Illegal Guns was going after guns. What was that?
It was mayors went public and said, we're in closed-door meetings. They plan on trying to confiscate once they get the list, which is what Mayor Pro Tem Mike Martinez said here in Austin.
And then the New York Assemblyman last year, McLaughlin, also said behind closed doors Democrats' proposals were.
And the Democrats said, do not publish that paper you have.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, there it is. Mayors leave Bloomberg's gun confiscation organization in droves. They kind of copied our article 2 weeks ago. Remember, you guys wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess a day later.
Right, yeah.
They did that. That's good. I'm glad Town Hall did that. That's our job, even if we don't get credit, is to get people to realize what's going on. Well, great job, gentlemen. I want to go all out with this. You know, now Bloomberg wants to ban pro-gun speech. That's probably the headline. Pressures Facebook to end First Amendment. I mean, that's it. That's it. Good job, guys. I want this top news tonight, and I want the reporters to go with this. This is big. I mean, we need to ban free speech now. That's the trendy thing to do. Good job. Man, I tell you, folks, this has just absolutely got me boiling right now. Let's go ahead and go to some calls. Jason in Florida, thanks for holding. What's your take on all this?
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I've got a friend of somebody who their husband is working for FEMA, and they were going around building houses in devastated areas. Then they were called off not to build houses anymore. They were told to go ahead and start looking for quote-unquote common endangered ants. And if they were to find these ants, they were to, and this is on in new construction areas, and this is in Colorado, if they were to find these quote-unquote endangered ants, they were to tell everybody to cease and desist of any kind of new building on these lands.
Wow, so that is, I'd like to see news articles. So that's now, like they called suckerfish that are not even indigenous, that are invasive as a way to shut off lake water in areas of California and southern Oregon. That's amazing. And so you're saying it's Agenda 21 now where FEMA is actually running around as EnviroSpies?
Yeah, that's basically what it sounds like to me. I mean, when I first heard it, that was screaming Agenda 21 to me, just basically reclaiming the land. So, I'm trying to get more information on it. Like I said, it came straight from his wife's mouth, and he stays out of the state for months on end. So, and he's basically got more phone conversation with him than he does actual contact. So, he gives her all kinds of information because he thinks that she's not going to tell anybody.
Very interesting. Well, get some documentation, do an article for us, or shoot a video or something. Everybody is a reporter. We've got to document all this. I mean, I've seen some stuff about FEMA and the Green Police, so it's very interesting. I'll have to look into it. But more and more, they'll go, we think this suckerfish is important, or this bird that's not even endangered now. They don't even, the Environmental Protection Agency is always getting caught. And different groups dumping out an endangered animal in an area they're not even in so they can then take something off use so that the land owned by Rockefeller or whatever next door is double pricing. And that's how they create artificial scarcity. That's all it is. Mike in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, good afternoon. Thanks for having me, brother.
Thanks, brother. What's on your mind today?
You know, I'm calling from California. I wanted to touch on this junk gun legislation that they are ramping up. I think you guys covered it last week. Basically, California is deeming basically all sorts of semi-auto pistols as being not safe, and manufacturers then have to pay inordinate amounts of money to get the guns analyzed and then approved to be on the approved list. That on top of the micro-stamping legislation, they're just trying to drive guns out. California is a big state. Want to get your take on that.
No, that's it. There's a war on the manufacturers, the owners, the ammo. The last lead smelting got shut down by them. They're shutting everything down because then only their little corporations and businesses can still operate. It is a mafia operation. Great points. Appreciate your call, Mike. I mean, it's happening. It's a criminal takeover. I just keep saying red alert, red alert. Mark in Indiana, probably last caller we have time for. Sorry to the others. And we'll talk to Jay, the whistleblower, if we get back another day, or we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get to Jay. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, Alex says, I was in a little town in Indiana, and I had a running light out on my car, so the police pulled me over, and I had one of your bumper stickers on there, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cop wouldn't even come up to the window. He made me open the door and hand my driver's license and my permit or license.
So how did it end?
He thanked me for giving him my concealed carry license. And he was nice about it.
So how did it end? Did he leave you alone?
Yeah, you left me alone.
Now, in my experience, most police are actually pro-liberty. I mean, I know there's bad ones out there. We criticize them, but in my experience, on average, they're more awake than the public. So that's why it's hard to criticize them. Even though I do, when bad ones do stuff, I keep finding the police are more awake than most people. But interesting. Appreciate your call, Mark. Jay, you got 60 seconds. What are you a whistleblower on?
Okay, Alex. I'm a long-time listener to your show. I watched all your movies. Well,
that's awesome. I just have to decide if I'm going to keep going into overdrive. What is the whistleblowing on?
Basically, my job was or is that I get to listen to certain conferences with big corporations, and I was listening into a certain conference with I call it a eugenics company, but I guess it's genetics. And basically, what they talk about and what the only thing they talk about is the bad things their medications do, or let's say they were talking a lot about...
Well, I mean, listen to the drug ads. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to do one more segment. I'm going to come back to you, Jay. No, I'm going to come back to Jay to hear what his whistleblowing is straight ahead. And I want to get to Johnny, too, but I got a ton of work I got to get done. And the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But we'll be back. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the Info War at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gentlemen, going back to the whistleblower, Jay, and I guess, I don't know what his job is as a consultant or as a reporter, there's a lot of corporate intelligence out there. for a lot of jobs where folks listen to conferences or spy on the competition, but he's listening to a big pharma conference, or I guess watching it on a webcam, or maybe he was there, and he's saying they were talking about how horrible all their drugs are for people. Well, turn on these ads in like 10 seconds. It's so wonderful and great, though it'll kill you. The problem is you go into the reps, and they will lie. You go into the nurse and go, does the flu shot hurt me? Oh, no side effects, sir. You get the insert, it says it can kill you. And here's an article on that subject out of CBS News. Pro-vaccine efforts debunking autism myths may be scaring wary parents from shots. Translated, and it's a big study out, the media is so untrusted that when they say take shots, they're safe, no one will take them. Oh, man, that is absolutely hilarious. That is absolutely redonkulous. That things like this are going on. I mean, it's just you people really are a joke. Let's go ahead and go back to Jay. Jay, encapsulate, my friend, what you heard them say. Go ahead and say the name of the conference. I don't care. Tell us why you do it. It's not a whistleblower. People think of whistleblowing. Whistleblowing is releasing classified stuff because you're exposing a crime, and they're not even supposed to go after that. But just talking about what you saw in your daily life is not whistleblowing. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Well, at the end of this conference, all they talked about was the retinal degeneration. And if you want to get somebody, if you want to get somebody to be dependent on this government and on this new healthcare system that they're trying to impose, the main way to do it was to make people sick or to make people blind, because either one would make them completely dependent on this so-called Obamacare. But the big applause, I guess, and the people listening to this conference were funders of this organization. And they didn't care about the deficit. It was like a huge deficit, huge spending, and this is taxpayers' money. And all they cared about was the retinal degeneration, the negative effects of whatever they were doing, and they were talking about how to get it to a larger population. They were talking about pipelines. They were talking about a large amount of things, basically.
Well, when they call it a pipeline, that's the new freedom initiative of how to get to the kids with it. But, yeah, these companies, Bayer, all of them on record, their mission is to kill people. And it doesn't mean there aren't good drug companies, even good drugs put out by some of these bad companies. It's that a lot of times covertly, like with Dalcon Shield, it isn't really an IED that helps women out of a baby. It ends up sterilizing you. And that's the whole issue, is like they say something does one thing, and it does, but it also does B, C, D, E, F, G. And it does a whole other grouping of things. And it's very, very frustrating. What else was going on? I mean, I wish you'd give us a better idea of what pharma it was, what the drug was, what they were talking about.
I've gotten to listen to conferences on pharma, big pharma, Obamacare.
Well, what's your job? Why do you do this? I'm just curious. What's the reason?
It's basically, I don't want to be called a telemarketer, but what I do is, like, you know what your screeners do? They basically pick up calls, place a person in the radio show. Basically, I would place people into a conference,
No, I get it. You're someone that's guiding people into the big pharma conference, and so you're getting to hear the vampires meet and, hop around and do their normal behavior. All right, good job. Good to hear that information. You might be considered a corporate whistleblower then, because I'm sure you're signed stuff. You're not supposed to talk about what you heard. Folks, it's all in the inserts. I mean, oh, boy. Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate that. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We are funded by viewers and supporters like you. And I really appreciate all of you out there. I'm sorry the other callers in Utah and Alabama and Florida. Call me back tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be here. And Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a year, get over 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv, you're funding the very tip of the spear of free speech. Get the new War on Men, March issue of the magazine about the chemicals and biologicals and the food and water and what's going on with that. Hard copy magazine at cost you can buy in bulk. We have the new Molon Labe t-shirt. Come and take it. Available at made1776.com. These shirts are made in America. That funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com. And most importantly, get the article that's up on InfoWars.com right now. Facebook, moves to restrict free speech. In fact, I changed the headline to Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech. Facebook now working with former New York mayor to censor support for Second Amendment online. Unprecedented. I'm going to put it up on Facebook as our top story. Please like it. Get it out to everyone. Let's expose.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Monday, March 3rd, 2014. And I have Paul Joseph Watson on the phone from the UK. You know, there's a lot of different kinds of wars going on right now. We've got Obama conducting a war on the economy with Obamacare. We also have a war on children that is developing, a war on family, and we're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about that. We're also going to be talking to him about the real war that is on the brink, that's going on in the Ukraine, that is building up as a civil war in the Ukraine and the Crimea. Is that going to expand into a wider war? Is that going to get NATO and the U.S. involved? They're playing a very dangerous game of brinksmanship. And later on in the program, we're going to be talking to Kathleen Willey, one of the women that Bill Clinton that accused Bill Clinton of sexually assaulting her. And she's going to be talking about what she perceives as the real war on women. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's talk to Paul Joseph Watson about what he thinks about this war that is actually a real war. We have all these metaphorical wars, Paul, but we've got a war that is coming up right to the edge. NATO is warning that Russia is risking Europe's peace and security. I don't know. I think NATO has some involvement in that, too, don't you?
Well, now we've got, over the past hour or so, David, this deadline that Russia has imposed on Ukrainian forces in Crimea. And they're basically saying that by 3 a.m. UK time, which is 9 a.m. where you are, Ukrainian army in Crimea have to basically surrender and give up all their military bases so that Russian troops can take them over. Otherwise, they're going to take them by force. Mm. So this is really the biggest escalation we've seen so far in this conflict. Now that Putin has slapped a time deadline on Ukrainian forces in Crimea to surrender, which suggests that this could indeed go hot within the next 12 hours or so if those forces in Crimea don't surrender.
Well, you know, clearly it's taking them by surprise, taking the Obama administration and John Kerry and others by surprise. We talked to Joel Skousen, and I thought he made a very good point last week. He expected that Putin would wait a while. He thought that because of the publicity and the press and the Western press that's being used, he thought that Putin would wait, let some things happen in Crimea, try to make a case that he had to come in to protect the minorities in the Crimea, and that he basically would kind of wait so that he would have a PR game to play. But Putin is not waiting for that. He basically doesn't really care what Clinton or what Kerry or what Obama or what the West or NATO thinks. He's going to act in what he perceives to be his best interest, apparently.
Well, I mean, that's right. He's calling their bluff, isn't he?
Yeah.
We saw a lot of criticism for Obama over his weak statements.
Yeah.
Kerry came out with some stronger statements about economic sanctions. But again, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So Putin knows there's going to be no military backlash, even if he does go ahead, most likely, with this attempt to seize the Ukrainian bases that haven't already been given up or surrendered. Because, of course, we had reports a couple of days ago about how many of the Ukrainian forces were already surrendering because, of course, Crimea is now almost exclusively run by pro-Russian forces or, in fact, Russian troops occupying the entire region. But the interview with Skousen was interesting because, of course, he posited the notion that this entire revolution from the very beginning was started by Putin himself, was mm-hmm. a kind of a long game that he was playing. I tend to disagree with that still because further revelations have emerged about who funded the initial protests that led to this overthrow of the democratically elected government of Ukraine back in November. And these emerged just a couple of days ago, and the documents which have been released quite clearly reveal that the U.S. State Department, under U.S. aid, provided more than half of the budget for one of the main protest groups, the NGOs that was involved right at the beginning of this uprising, and it was called Center UA, which under the umbrella of that NGO has numerous other organizations, including Chesno and Stop Censorship. So these governments have emerged confirming that the State Department under USAID provided the majority of their budget for 2012, and that the goal, according to this character called Oleh Rybachuk, who's kind of the leader of that umbrella group of NGOs, said was to... Well, he said, we want to do the Orange Revolution again, and we think we will. Now, he was involved in the 2004 Orange Revolution. He said, we now have 150 NGOs in all the major cities. This was a few months ago, right, mm-hmm. when the protests started. So he's the head of that umbrella organization that was provably funded by the State Department right at the inception of the protests. So this is bombshell revelation evidence that it was completely contrived from the very beginning, again, at around the same time that Victoria Nuland went to Ukraine and said,
oh, yeah,
the U.S. has invested $5 billion for the same goal.
And she makes this phone call on an unsecured line to the Ukrainian ambassador and pretends that she's astonished when it's heard and commented on by the Russians. I just feel sorry for the Ukrainian people. One of the things that Skousen said was that he believed that there was a genuine pushback on the people of the street. I think they're being used. They see the corruption of both sides. And, of course, after the Orange Revolution, the guy that got put in charge was a former central banker. And there's an article from the New American today. It says the Ukraine is the new interim government has too many familiar faces. I'm reminded of the song by The Who, We Won't Be Fooled Again. You know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're talking about how these guys are being put in are a lot of the same old oligarchs. And these are people who were related to Yanukovych and others who are now getting, you know, 50% of the state contracts. They're some of the richest billionaires in the world. These are the people that they're seeing on both sides. It doesn't seem to matter whether it's the Russian puppets or the Western bank puppets that get put in. The bottom line is the poor people of the Ukraine are seeing nothing but despotism and corruption in the government, no matter which way it goes. And so, yeah, part of what Skousen said, and I agreed with this part of it definitely, was that the Russians saw a very real reaction, frustration. Well, obviously, you can't get that many people to show up in the streets unless they're truly frustrated about something. But I do believe that they're being used by both of these groups. They're being used by people who are corrupt oligarchs that have taken the place of the Russians, and that's what we see happening now. Same people coming back into the new government.
Well, of course, the Prime Minister Yatsenyuk was hand-selected by Newland in that leaked phone conversation, so yes, he's been put into power already.
Yes.
But an aspect of it that's not being focused on, not just by the mainstream media, but by anyone, is the energy aspect of this, because you had Chevron and Exxon, who were deeply involved in fracking, natural gas drilling, over the last couple of years in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. Now, Gazprom, which of course is the Russian-controlled monopoly corporation, the Russian government owns a majority share in it, basically has a monopoly on natural gas provided to Europe. So, as I document in the article, Trade War, Gazprom threatens to disrupt gas supplies to Europe, which today they've come out and threatened that the political turmoil could cause gas supply shortages to Europe, which of course means higher prices. As I warned last week when I said with the IMF taking over, you're going to see a Greece-style ratcheting up of austerity fascism. Now that's admitted that gas prices are going to go up for Ukrainian citizens. So as you said, they're not going to benefit at all from this. And that frontier of the energy aspect of this is looking like it could blow up into a trade war, because yeah, Gazprom fears that NATO and the US, through corporations like Chevron and Exxon, could take over their monopoly in Europe over that natural gas. So that's a major aspect of it that's being ignored.
Well, you know, exactly. You've got a possibility of a trade war erupting, and that would benefit some economic interests that are very well connected with the American government. You've also got the possibility of a new Cold War, which everybody is talking about right now. If we permit revolution right at the doorstep of Russia, some people would say within Russia, depending on your perspective, if we permit that, that's going to lead to a new Cold War. And of course, that's going to benefit the military-industrial complex. They lost that huge profit center back in 1989 when no one could see the Soviet Union or the Russian Federation. They couldn't see them as a credible threat to us anymore. They had to invent the threat of terrorism. And now, of course, they've got a whole new profit center, and that is the police state industrial complex that they're gearing up for here domestically. But they still want these foreign wars, and they would just dearly love to have another Cold War with Russia, because that would bring in a whole new spectrum of weapons that they could sell to the U.S. military. So from both a new Cold War as well as a new trade war, there's a lot of justification from their perspective, something that they would benefit from if the corporations and the State Department get their way. But it's a very, very dangerous brinksmanship, because this could very easily get out of their control and become a real war, couldn't it?
Well, that's the fear, definitely. But I would argue that we've already been in a kind of proxy Cold War since the Obama administration announced that it would pivot towards Asia. And since that point, both China and Russia have been building up militarily on a massive scale, coming out with aggressive war rhetoric. And as you said, because of the threat of terrorism is seemingly fading in their ability to sell it to the American people as a genuine threat, you will notice that in China, when they had a knife attack over the weekend the state media downplayed it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the U.S. media. After every single terror attack, they hype it beyond all reasonable expectation because they profit from it through the military-industrial complex. But I think we're already in that Cold War phase, and that the U.S. is now going to seek justification to build up their military-industrial complex once again, just as China and Russia have been doing. But another one of these revelations that you may find interesting, David, because I think you've talked about this in the past, is that another one of the characters linked to funding these protest groups, these NGOs that started the Ukrainian revolution, is eBay founder Pierre Omidyar,
yes.
who basically covered the rest of the budget for this main umbrella protest group, Center UA. So 54% of it was paid for by the U.S. State Department. The rest of it was paid for by this Pierre Omidyar. And he, of course, is also the billionaire owner of Glenn Greenwald and Jeremy Scahill's First Look Media Project, which, of course, controls all the Edward Snowden files.
Yes.
So I actually asked Greenwald about this on the weekend because he got some flack for this, and to some extent I feel sorry for Greenwald because he gets a lot of flack about why don't you release all the Snowden files at once, which I think is a stupid move because that would ensure that it wouldn't stay in the media spotlight for an elongated amount of time, which it is at the moment because they're doling them out. But I think this was a genuine criticism because Greenwald wrote an article for his First Look website funded by this billionaire who is also funding the Ukrainian protesters. And he basically admitted that he did no research whatsoever on the political background of Pierre Omidyar.
Yeah.
Now, that seems very strange to me that you would have someone handing you $250 million to start a media project and that you wouldn't even research their political background. Now, he denied that, you know, it would interfere with his journalistic independence. He tweeted that back at me. But what if this individual was linked, for example, to neo-Nazis? I mean, that would impugn his work. That would smear yes. his work.
And it's very troubling to see this because, you know, we see that he's actually, Pierre Omidyar is actually one of the largest globalist bankers with his involvement with PayPal. I mean, he is one of the major up-and-coming power bases here, along with people like Jeff Bezos, who paid $250 million for the Washington Post. Why? Because he wants to be a player in Washington. That's why, obviously. If you own the Washington Post, you've got a lot of clout in Washington. And so Pierre Omidyar, I think, kind of defensively started up this network that he put Glenn Greenwald and others in charge of and said, I'm going to spend $250 million. You know, I'm tit for tat type of thing. I'm not going to be left out of this. There's a competition between these Silicon Valley billionaires, and they understand the political importance of controlling the media. And that really is a bid that they're going for. And we see not only in the Ukraine, but Pierre Omidyar has got a terrible track record with microfinancing in India, the terrible things that happen to people there. I would encourage people to look that up. Look up microfinancing in India and see what happened with the Omidyar network in that area. That's very, very disturbing. It doesn't portray a picture of an altruistic, philanthropic billionaire like they like to portray Pierre Omidyar.
Well, that's right, David. And what confuses me is the fact that Greenwald said that he basically had no involvement in the political direction of this First Look Media project, which controls all the Snowden files. But then Scahill admitted separately, quote, Pierre writes more on our internal messaging than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a direct and consistent hand in the direction of that media organization. So while Scahill constantly talks about, you know, being an adversarial role against the state, they're being funded by somebody who works with the U.S. government to fund these regime change operations around the world. So that was very disconcerting for me. I did invite Greenwald on the show, which I previously believed he'd been reluctant to appear on the Alex Jones Show in the past. He indicated that he would be willing to appear on the show. So we're trying to set that in motion. I said we'd get our guys to contact him. So the floor is open for him to respond on that. And even aside from that, I said it would be a great idea because you could reach a whole new audience anyway. So
yeah.
Hopefully that can happen.
It would be very interesting to have him on because I know he was singled out and attacked
by Palantir and others. There were WikiLeaks put out the documents where they were plotting to do dirty tricks against him to assassinate his character. And then we see that in response to that, they tried to shut down WikiLeaks and so forth. All that stuff was happening. He mentioned Peter Thiel and his involvement with PayPal, but he didn't talk about Pierre Omidyar's involvement with the PayPal 14, you know, as a protest against the actions of Bank of America and PayPal and others. You had a lot of independent activists known as the PayPal 14 who did what they consider to be just a digital sit-in. They didn't affect any of the transactions that were going on in PayPal. They just basically took over PayPal's homepage that talked about the institution, which people don't typically go to. And they saw that, and their lawyer saw that, as the equivalent of a digital protest of somebody going into someone's restaurant and sitting at the counter because they won't serve black people or something like that. So that was the way they saw it. But they came after them, and Pierre Omidyar was a part of this. PayPal came after those protesters with very serious felony charges, and it drug on for years. So it'd be interesting to see how he views that kind of back and forth, you know, with the PayPal group, with WikiLeaks, with Julian Assange. It'll be interesting to see that happens. Hang on, Paul. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Paul Joseph Watson one more segment. And, Paul, I want to talk to you about this article you had today in InfoWars about the London mayor calling for the state to take children based on political beliefs of the parents.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's the day worship.
Yes, because that's exactly what I've been talking to Paul Joseph Watson about. We're fighting in the street with the children at our feet, and it looks like the shotgun is going to sing the song in the Ukraine. Very sad for those people there. Looks like the new boss is going to be the same as the old boss, but it's also something that affects us because we've got a State Department and an administration, or I should call them a regime is a more accurate expression, but they are on the verge of creating a much larger war than just an internal conflict. This is very dangerous brinksmanship. We've been talking about that with Paul Joseph Watson. We still have him on the phone. But, Paul, I would like to go over, and I'd like to change subjects now and talk about this article that's up on InfoWars today. The London mayor calls for the state to take children based on the parents' political beliefs. Now, you and I spoke last week, and we talked about how, after a year, Scotland passed this bill that would assign a government minder to children at birth, and they would have someone from the government assigned to each child through the age of 18, and what an outrageous thing that was to the presumption that the state cared more about the children and knew better than the parents what that individual child needed. But you pointed out at the time that they had already done this, where they have gone after the political beliefs, taken a child away because of the parents' political beliefs, and it was something that was for the UK Independence Party, which is really a mainstream party. Now they're doubling down with these comments from the London mayor.
Well, that's right. First, to finish off on the previous subject, the Russian Defense Ministry is now actually denying the reports which were put out by Sky News and others that there's this 3 a.m. deadline on Russian forces seizing Ukrainian military bases in Crimea. So if true, that's good news that they haven't imposed that deadline, but we'll get that article up. But the London mayor, Boris Johnson, wrote in his weekly column that the law should obviously treat radicalization as a form of child abuse. And he's talking about using social services to target parents with, quote, extremist, radical political beliefs. And the example that he cited, of course, because it's the most justifiable, reasonable example, was extremist Muslims who might teach their children to become suicide bombers. Mm-hmm. But then if you read further down into the article, he also says that it could be applied under more vague circumstances, such as if the child is taught to be, quote, full of hate.
Yeah.
And he actually linked that with the BNP, which is a right-wing British national party that vehemently opposes immigration, is linked with neo-Nazis. But you can see the slippery slope, because as you mentioned, in 2012, up in Rotherham, the local government council there removed two children from the care of foster parents who had an exemplary record due to the fact that they were members of UKIP, which is the third largest political party in Britain, expected to win the European parliamentary elections later this year. And the reason they gave for removing these kids from their care was the fact that they belonged to a, quote, racist party.
Yeah.
And how they judged the fact that the party was racist was because its platform opposes the, quote, active promotion of multiculturalism. So if you oppose mass immigration and the imposition of multiculturalism, which even people like the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have denounced, that means you're a racist.
Yes.
So you can see how easily this could be applied to seize children from parents with extremist radical beliefs. Of course, according to the government and the establishment, a radical belief is something that differs from the PC orthodoxy, which, as you've seen in America, with the Department of Homeland Security characterizing, quote, liberty lovers as extremists, you can see the slippery slope that this could well lead to.
Yes, we've seen that here in America, the Southern Poverty Law pimps have labeled mainstream evangelical groups as hate groups because they stand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.